You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Wait until you hear what some food companies are putting on the shelves this year. There's some really strange combinations. How about Pepsi-flavored Cheetos? Carolina, does that make you gag?
Yeah, that sounds awful. Combined two of the worst things, and yeah, it just does not sound good. And I have a feeling our guest today, Andrea Donsky, founder of Naturally Savvy, is going to agree with me. Am I right, Andrea?
Oh, you are bang on.
All right, good.
Well, let's just talk about that for a minute. The chip combinations, I have heard about them in the past, and there are a few more that have come to my attention. I wonder if you've heard about them. How about salty ginger chicken chips or shrimp and mayo Doritos? Hello. And this one caught my eye, hot and sour fish potato chips. Have you heard about these, Andrea?
You know what? I haven't. But I have to say, I mean, companies are looking to extend their product lines, and they're looking to be innovative, and they're looking to do two different things. And I think I love the whole line extension concept when it comes to marketing. I mean, I'm a marketer myself, and I love that. And I think it's brilliant because they're trying to find different, you know, uses and different products to be able to sell the same thing. But what, you know, my issue is, and Carolina, when you mentioned in the opening, about the Pepsi-flavored Cheetos, I mean, my issue is when you start getting companies who are taking products that have scary seven ingredients, like we talked about before, and basically taking ingredients that are unhealthy for us and downright dangerous. I mean, in some cases, you look at a product like Cheetos, I mean, we know it has food coloring because, I mean, you know it by after your hand is completely orange after you eat something or your tongue, right? So we know that they have scary ingredients, and then you're combining it with a drink that has high fructose corn syrup. I mean, you are just spelling, this is just a recipe for disaster, in my opinion.
I agree with you. It's like a ticking time bomb there. And then I think what's worse, too, is they make it very attractive to kids, too. And so bad enough that there are all those scary ingredients you talked about, but then you're talking about feeding them to developing brains, and that just makes me sad. Another kind of interesting thing that we've seen, and I think this one's not a bad one, so let's kind of switch to the good one, is the whole insect protein coming into the market. There's many different ways to look at this, but I wanted to know, have you ever actually eaten an insect, Andrea?
You know what? It's funny that you asked that. Is I've been speaking to an insect company, and in terms of wanting to learn more, and I haven't yet, but I'm now open to it, and I'm going to try it. And I think, and for many reasons, I love the idea because it's high in protein. It's great for the environment, and I think it has other nutrients as well. And I think it's going to be the future of our food. I have to say, in North America, because what's going on with farmlands, and I think that with all the chemicals, I think it's a safe, non-toxic way to get protein into our diet, and especially when it comes to kids. I don't know about you guys, or specifically, I mean, I have three kids, and they're all young, and my kids would live on bread and butter. Like, I mean, literally, if you said, what do you want for lunch today? Bread and butter. And it's so aggravating. And Carolina, you're a dietitian. I'm a holistic nutritionist. I mean, there's nothing more frustrating than having our kids eat something with zero nutrients. I mean, it's like, I mean, I think if that's it. And I think if we could find a way to provide nutrition to these foods that our kids eat on a regular basis, I think, hey, I think that's a winning model there, because I think that we can definitely get our kids to eat healthier. So insects is the way to go.
Well, what insects are they using? And they're all kinds. And when I hear about crickets on pizza, or dry roasted crickets, or grasshopper pasta, or ladybug flour, I don't know what to do with that. What are the insects that are going to be used mostly, you think?
Well, the ones I'm familiar with are crickets, grasshoppers, and mealworms. So those are the ones that I think, and there are farms. There are farms out there that are literally, breeding these insects for food. So it's not like you're going into your backyard, picking up a cricket who's sitting on, your rock. I mean, these are actual companies that are breeding these animals for food. Just like, any other, like an animal. You go and you look at farmers, right? It's the same thing.
Yeah, In college, I used to have a pet gecko, and I remember having to go and buy mealworms for the gecko, and now that image just can't leave my brain. Like, I would be going to the pet store to get mealworms to add it to maybe cupcakes for my kids. it's a fun concept, and I'm actually growing a little bit more used to it. And I don't know why, but I think I would go with the ladybug flower before the grasshopper pasta. But
Really? I don't know if I can eat a ladybug. I mean, I can definitely think I, because the crickets are like, but you know, like a ladybug, they're so cute. I don't know.
Yeah, that bothers me. I don't want to go to that farm. No. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, I do, you know, again, for the environment, I think it's important. I mean, with all the methane gas that's getting produced and all the environmental toxins are getting produced with regular conventional, you know, farms. I mean, I think it's, I mean, listen, I'm a meat eater. I love my meat. There's, no, you know, I eat organic meat. Is, you know, I'm not opposed to it at all. But I do think that there's great, if there are other ways that we can help the world and the environment, and this is one of them, I'm all for it.
Okay, let's move on to honey, because I'm hearing that they're coming out with a whole bunch of hot honeys. Jalapeno, habanero, chili, that sounds like fun to me. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I love honey, and I think that honey is has so many health benefits. It's antibacterial, it's antiviral. I mean, you know, I think that it definitely is a great line extension, and I think people, I mean, I know when my kids are sick, I'll give them a spoonful of honey to eat it straight from the spoon if they've got a sore throat or something going on. So I actually like that that product extension. I think it's a great idea.
How would you use them go ahead, Carolina.
No, yeah, I was going to say I like it too, and I'm guessing, I haven't seen that product on the shelf yet, but I'm guessing they're going to be adding the extract to the honey, not like, you know, a citrus honey where the honey was actually because the bees were kept in a citrus farm. So I'm assuming they'll be doing like extracts to the honey. So that'll be really interesting and very versatile on different recipes that you can use. And I'm guessing too that came about because the hot sauces were so popular this last year, like sriracha and all the different, you know, I don't know, that might be why we're all into it now, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. I think, I mean, sriracha was definitely huge. Anything hot, I mean, it's hot, it's great for us, right? It speeds up our metabolism. There's a lot of benefits as well. So, and a lot of people like spicy food. So why not combine something that's good for you, two things that are good for you, and make it more interesting to eat? So yeah, I think it's a great idea.
The yogurts are cool. You know, we're used to fruit yogurts, but boy, is that changing. They're beginning to get smart and expand into the vegetable scene, so that we could have tomato yogurt and carrot yogurt. Have you seen those, Andrea?
You know, one of the things I saw this year was camel milk yogurt, which I thought was really interesting. That was something that I saw that I'd never heard of before. And it was a company making a yogurt from camel milk, which I thought, wow, that's an interesting product extension. But or not a product extension, it's an interesting product and using different types of milk. But I think, you know, I haven't heard of the vegetable yogurts, but I would be open to trying it. I mean, even the hummus. Now I saw hummus on the store that has like, it's made from beets, which I thought was really interesting. So again, if you can combine, again, and Carolina, this goes back to, and Ellen, this goes back to what we said before, is if you can find foods that are they're healthy for you, and you can combine them to make it a more powerful food, hey, I am all for it. I think it's great. And it also, it changes up the palate a little bit too, right? So it gives us something different to try, because I don't know about you ladies, but I get bored of eating the same thing over and over again. So I like the variety. So I think that for me works. That's why this is such a good idea when it's a healthy food.
I agree. You know what, Andrea? If you do find it, I actually had the chance to eat tomato ginger ice cream, and it was as an appetizer when I was visiting Brazil last year. So it's the appetizer before you even have a salad, and it was really neat, and I really loved it. So if you have a chance, start with the one that has like a ginger kind of attached to it, because it just goes down smooth. It's really nice.
I will. Thank you for that.
But thank you so much for being with us today, Andrea. And if you're interested in learning even more about Andrea's blogs, recipes, and more of what she has to say about 2015 trends, the strange ones and the good ones, visit her at naturallysavvy.com. And for our thoughts, recipes, and healthy solutions on how you can feed your family, go to kidcritics.org. Don't forget you can find us on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, and Instagram. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.